Today's shiur is Masechet Erech in Daf Chav Vav. We will begin in Daf Chav Hei Amud Beis at the bottom of the Amud at the Mishnah. We learned in our Perek a Stei Achuza. If somebody's Magdish a Stei Achuza, so the Torah set forth a formula by how much he's poided that Stei Achuza. And the Torah furthermore taught us that if he wasn't poided it, if he didn't redeem it before Yovel, so when Yovel comes, becomes the Kohanim's. And that's exactly where our Mishnah begins. Higi Yovel le'nigalo. If Yovel comes and he wasn't poida that field, the halach is, ha'kohanim nichnasim l'toichoi, v'naisnus damel. Div Rabbi Yehuda. So Rabbi Yehuda holds, the Kohanim can't just get it with nothing. They have to pay. Machlokes Rishonim, how much they have to pay. Some Rishonim suggest that they have to pay the formula of Chamishim Kesef for the Beis Chaim Asayrim. Other Rishonim suggest that that's the formula that the owner has to pay. But the Kohanim would have to pay the value. Actually, that Machlokes Rishonim is connected to another Machlokes Rishonim. Is can we force the Kohanim to pay? If we're saying that they will pay its value, then perhaps they could be forced to redeem it. If, on the other hand, we'll make him pay something that may be an exorbitant price, perhaps then they can't be forced to pay. Furthermore, the Rishonim explain Rabbi Yehuda's opinion, because we have a cloud throughout Shas, that ein hegdish yoytz b'chdi, you can't just have hegdish go to the Kohanim without any payment, and that's why Rabbi Yehuda says it goes to the Kohanim, but they have to pay for it. Rav Shimon's pshat, as Tosfos seems to say, the bottom Tosfos in Amud, is that the Torah says, when Yovel comes, if the owner wasn't paid, it goes to the Kohanim, and they don't have to pay for it. Nechnasim v'loy noisnim. Rav Elazar Omer, loy nechnasim v'loy noisnim. If the field was not redeemed in that Yovel, so the din that when Yovel comes, it reverts to Kohanim, does not apply. El in the kras, they were tushim out of Yovel Hashem. That means, if until Yovel came, when nobody touched it, so then when Yovel comes, it won't go to the Kohanim. And it just called Sdei Ritushim, and remains by Hegdish. Until the next Yovel, we see what happens. And says the Mishnah, Higir Yovel Shani V'loi Nigalo, if the next Yovel comes, and so too remains the case, that nobody redeems it, so Natas Ritushim, it still remains by Hegdish, out of Yovel Ashlishi. Four, Reza summarizes his opinion, La'olam Ena Kohanim Nechnasim L'Toichai, the Kohanim can never get the field, actually galeno achar, until somebody actually redeems it. And then, when Yovel comes, the redemption makes it go to the Kohanim. It says the Ramah, my time to Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda says that in order for the Kohanim to get it, they have to pay for it. Why? It says the Gemara, Gomer Kodesh Kodesh B'magdus Bayis. They learn Gzeir Shaiva, the word Kodesh is stated regarding the Stei Achuza. The word Kodesh is stated regarding somebody who's Magdish Abayis. Mala Halam Adamim. Just like there, when you're Magdish Abayis, so somebody wants to redeem it from Hegdish, they have to pay. Afkan here too is the Alokh Adamim. Rav Shimon, Gama Kodesh, Kodesh Mekifsi Etzeres. He learns it from the Kabbanah Shlomim that are brought in Shavuos. Mala Halam, that the Kohanim get those Kabbanahs Bechinim for no pay. The Torah uses the words Kodesh. Afkan Bechinim. Ask the Gemara, Rabbi Yehuda Nami Neil of Mekifsei Atzeres. Why does Rabbi Yehuda learn the halacha of Mekifsei Atzeres? Answers the Gemara, Doni Kach Bede Kabayis, Be Kach Bede Kabayis. It makes more sense, says Rabbi Yehuda, to learn the din of Stei Achuza from the din of Magdish Bayis, where both of them, those funds, are going to Bede Kabayis. Vein Doni Kach Bede Kabayis, Be Kach Mezbeach, where it's a different type of funding. Ask the Gemara, if so, Rabbi Shimon Nami Neil of Magdish Bayis. So why doesn't Rabbi Shimon learn also the din of Stei Achuza from Magdish Bayis, given that the Gemara just explained to us that they're both in the category of Bedek Abayis? Answer the Gemara. Dorim Dovish Matan al-Koyin, Vidovish Matan al-Kohanim. Kefsi Atzeres and the Stei Achuza reverting to the Kohanim is both in the category of Matas Kuhuna. Vein Dorim Dovish Matan al-Kohanim, whereas Stei Achuza, which is a matnas kahuna, should not be learned medavish any matnas kahanim. Kachim is bias. If somebody's magdish a house, and that money goes to Hekdesh, has nothing to do with Matnas Kahuna. Rabbi Elazar's opinion, we just learned in the Mishnah, was Lo Nechnas V'Lo Nosnim. Rabbi Elazar's opinion was that if no one was Paidif, no one redeemed that Stei Achuzah, so just because Yovel comes, doesn't mean goes to the Kahanim under any circumstances. Says the Gemara, Amr Belezer, my tam, Amr Rava, my tam de Belezer. What is the basis for Belezer's opinion? Amr Kra, the Torah says, Vim lo yigal asasada, the Torah says, if you won't redeem the field, and the Torah says, Vahaya asada betseis beyoivel. Vim lo yigal asada, lo yigal oid. Vimachs asada, Vahaya asada betseis beyoivel. So what the Pasuk really says is, Vim lo yigal asasada, first the Torah says if the field wasn't redeemed. Then the Torah speaks about imachar asasada, if the field was sold. Then the Torah says, v'hoya asada b'tzeis b'yoivul, then the field should go by yoivul to the Kahanim. So Rabbi Elazar sort of does surgery on the Pasuk. And he says that we connect the words imachar asasada, v'hoya asada b'tzeis b'yoivul. That when does the field go by yoivul to the Kahanim? Only if it was sold to someone else. But if it wasn't sold, it doesn't go out. So he's doing surgery on the Pasuk. Amr Abaye, so Abaye says to Rava, Sakina Harifa Mafsik Kroy. Do we have a right to do that kind of surgery and take the first part of the Pasuk and apply it to the last part and skip the middle? And even though the Gra says that we find that the Torah, Gayun and Masifim, many times the Gemara says we do play with the words, says the Gra, the only time we play with the words, the only time we play with the words is when we don't move the words. Here we're actually moving words, which Abaye says is unacceptable. Elam Abaye Tamder Belezer, Kritanya. The basis for Belezer's opinion is as follows. The Torah says, Yilo Yigol, Loch Loite Negelish Te Lefonuk Ste Mikna. The Torah is teaching us that under certain circumstances, it should not be treated, the Torah says, I would think that it should not even be treated like a stay mikna. Tamaloimer, that's why the Braisa says, oid. The Torah uses the word oid to teach us. L'kamaisha hoisa in the negelis. That even though this field started with me, started by me as a stay achuza, at a certain point, it loses that status. Avon negelis shetei lefon of stay mikna. It can come to me that it should be treated like a stay mikna. That's what the Braisa says. So again, to review, what the Braisa says is that I am the original owner of this stay achuza, and the Braisa is saying, based on what the Pasuk says, the word oid, that at a certain point, it won't be treated to me as a stay mikna, it'll only be treated as a stay mikna. So now that Gemara tries to understand what is the Braisa speaking about. Amos, Ilema, B'yoivel Rishon, that the first Yoivel hasn't come, and now I'm redeeming it. So ask the Gemara, as we've learned so many times, if I, the original owner of this Stei Achuza, redeem that field before Yoivel, am I in the Negelis? Why isn't that redeemed? Stei Achuza Namehava. Isn't it considered a full-fledged Stei Achuza to me? That's the case that we've been speaking about, that if I redeem it, it comes back to me. El Pshita, it must be referring to situation, B'yoivel Sheni, the first Yoivel passed. And what is the Torah teaching us? The Torah is teaching us that once the first Yoivel passes, even though I was the original owner of this Stei Achuza, if I didn't redeem it before the first Yoivel, and now I redeem it, it won't be treated like a stay achuza that remains mine permanently. It will be treated like a stay mikna that doesn't remain mine permanently. Ulaman, ask the Gemara, who are we trying to explain this according? Ilam Rabbi Yehuda, Ula Rabbi Shimon. If it's going according to Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Shimon, the Kahanim Nafka. It's going to go to the Kahanim. So how is this scenario ever possible? Once the first Yoivel comes, it goes to the Kahanim. And here do we shine and bring a raya to what we discussed in the Mishnah, that we learned in the Mishnah that a question, according to Yehuda, when the Kohanim have to pay, how much do they have to pay? Do they pay the formula that we speak about, the Chamishim Kesef, or the paid value. So Rishonim bring a raya here, there must be to pay the value. Because if you're going to pay the Chamishim Kesef, maybe it's referring to a situation that nobody's willing to pay that price. If you're paying the value, so you always find somebody to pay the value of a piece of real estate. So it must be that they're paying the value, and it's going to the Kahanim. So how would this scenario ever happen that the first Yovel passed, and there's still people, and it's still redeemable by me, the original owner, according to Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon? I, furthermore, asked the Rishonim, maybe it's referring to a situation that someone else bought it, not the Kohen, not that it didn't go to the Kohen, someone else bought it. And now I redeem it from that person. So Rishonim say the Gemara doesn't want to give that explanation, because that explanation seems to say that I could force him to sell it to me. I can't force you to sell a piece of property that you bought from Hegdish. So according to Yehuda and Rav Shimon, again, let's understand. Once the first Yovel comes, it goes to the Kahanim. So how could the prophet be speaking about what if I, the owner, the original owner, applied it? There's nobody, it's ready by the Kahanim. Elav, the Bryson must be going according to Belezer. And what is the Braisa teaching us? Shema mino, tam der v'les mehacha. That this pasuk is teaching us that if Yovel came and no one was paid it, it doesn't go to the Kahanim. It remains by Hegdish. And now the Torah Kedoshah teaches us a halacha that if I, the original owner, am paid it after that first Yovel, it should not be treated like a stay achuza, it should be treated like a stay mikna. And as the Brisker Rav explains, why must the Torah teach us this halacha? A very nice svara. Because since there's a difference between the first Yovel and the second, and before the first Yovel and after the first Yovel, that if I, the original owner, and paid it before the first Yovel, is treated like a steyachuza. In order to avoid confusion, maybe the Torah doesn't allow me, the original owner, to be paid it at all after the first Yovel, teaches us the Torah, yes, we're okay with you being paid it, but no, it's going to be treated like a stay mikna. So that's the basis for Velez's opinion. Vishmamina, and now says the Gemara, that will be the basis. Tamad Rebelez Mahacha. This will be the basis for Rebelez's opinion. Ask the Gemara, but if that's the way we're going to understand, Vitizbura, Rabbi Yehuda Rabbi Shimon, Hai Oid Mai Darshabe. So this makes the Pasuk work according to Rebelezer. But what will Rabbi Yehuda Rabbi Shimon do with this Pasuk? And therefore the Gemara reinterprets everything. Hachamai Skinen, Bishadosh Yotz Lakahanim. A field, the Steyachuza, that I was Magdish, came Yovel, I never was paid it, so went to the Kahanim. The Kohen gets his portion, the Adisha Kohen, and the Kohen was Magdish it. Now I, Vasu Ba'al Mifka, I the original owner, and paid it, Sa Kedatach Amina, so we might have thought, like Tifrik, that I, the original owner, should not have the right to be paid it, as I just explained. Should, even to be paid it, should, that in the way of a stay mikna, stay lefun of stay mikna, tamaloyma oid. That's why the Torah says, oid, lekamosha hoisa in the gelis, I, the original owner, can't be paid it as a stay achuza, as my stay achuza, avon the gelis, stay lefun of stay mikna. I could be paid it after it went to the Kahanim and the Kohen was Magdashit, that it should be treated like a stay mikna to me. Vatanya, and the Gemara brings a raya. Vatanya here is not a kasha. Vatanya here is a raya. The Pasuk says, Bishnas hayovel yoshev hasoda lashakanei me'ito. Yochel yachs l'gibber lashalach me'menu. It should go back to the original, to the Hegdish. Tamaloymer lashal chuzas ha'aretz. The Torah says it goes back to the Kohen. Yoimer lashaloyach chuzas ha'aretz matam aloimer lashakanei mi'itu sadash yotzel kahanim. Because now the Gemara teaches us a new rule. One, the Gemara teaches us what happens if the field went to the Kahanim by Yovel. Again, to get the story. I was magdish to stay achuza. I wasn't paid it, so when Yovel came, it went to the Kahanim. Now the Kohen gets his portion, or Machra Kohen, and he sells it. V'disha Gloikeach, and he sells it to someone, and that person who buys it from the Hegdish, from the Kohen, is Magdishit. V'gol Achra, and now somebody buys it from Hegdish. So there's so many owners, and as the Rabbeinu Gershom explains, since there are so many hands involved here, Yoch, we were thinking, now Yovel comes, it's going to revert back. Maybe it should revert back all the way to me. Yoch, Tach, Labalim, Rishonim, it should revert back to me. Tamaloyim, Lashakaneyu. So in other words, we've had two cases in this Braisa. One is a situation where the Kohen was Magdashit, and the Torah teaches us that if he was Magdashit, and I, the original owner, I'm the one that buys it from Hegdish. It goes back to the Kahanim by the next Yovel. And one is when the Kohen sold it to someone who was Magdashit, and I, the original owner, redeemed it, that it still goes back to the Kahanim. And the Gemara explains, why do we have to have both of those cases? Vitzruch lemichtav lo yigoyel. Vitzruch lemichtav lasha kaneu. I have to have both of those cases. Dikas rechman lo yigoyel delahadru klal. Because the Kohen was Magdashit. Aval Hocha, in the second case, where it was sold, and then Magdash, and then redeemed, the Kahadar. So since, as I explained, it went through so many hands, perhaps to Hedl Marakama, it should go back, revert back to original owner. Kasa Rechmana, no, La Shekaneu. It goes to the Kohen. Vikas Rechmana Shekaneu, the Layav Ibalim Dami. Aval Hocha, the Koyav Dami, where I paid for it. The Kohen was Magdashit. And I'm paying for it from Hegdish. Maybe taken by Yadayu, when the next Yovel comes, it should stay by me. Kas Rachmana lo yigol. Vikas Rachmana lo yigol, v'loy kas of oid. Had the Torah not written the word oid, havamina, as I explained from the Brisker Rav earlier, lo tifer klal, that after the first Yovel passes, I, the original owner, should have no right to be paided under any circumstances. Why? Because of the confusion, kas rachmana oid, that's what the Torah says, l'kamay shahoy said in the Gels, it can never be treated to me like a stay achuza, av in the Gels shtay l'fonuk stay mikna. So what the Torah is teaching us, just to quickly summarize, and we're going to have a review of this Gemara Mitzvashem on Amud Beis, is that if I, the original owner of the stay achuza, was not paided till Yovel, by Yovel it goes to the Kahanim, and now the Torah gives us two options. One is if the Kohen was Magdashit, and I, the original owner, was paid it, when Yovel comes and goes to the Kahanim. Another situation the Torah teaches us is if the Kohen sold it, the buyer from the Kohen was Magdashit, and then I bought it from Hegdish, still it goes back to the Kahanim. But, even though it goes back to the Kahanim, that doesn't change the rule that I, the original owner, have a right to be paided, but only be paided as a stay mikna, not as a stay achuza. This Gemara, oid, that when the Torah says oid, we're saying it's not the same as it was originally, is used in a number of very interesting areas of halacha that aren't relevant to our Gemara even. There's a question that was asked to the Marsham. Terrible story. Two brothers, Reuven and Shimon, and they got into an argument. And Reuven made a nether, I will never look at your face again. And now Shimon passed away. And unfortunately, it's always too late. Now Reuven regrets that that's the kind of relationship he had with his brother. And he wants to go to his brother before his brother is buried and ask mechila, ask forgiveness. But he made another, I'm not going to look at my brother's face. But his brother is dead. So is that a violation of the nether? Is that a violation of the nether that was made? Says the Marsham. Then what does our Gemara teach us with the word oid? The Gemara teaches us with the word oid that if it's not lo yigol oid, it's not the same now as it was earlier. So when I make a nether, I would never make such a nether, I won't look at my brother's face again, it only means in the same way as it was originally. But now when the person is dead, it's not the same way. And that's why it's not a violation of the nether. And actually, there was a situation with the Netziv, similar story, where someone made a nether that he won't look, he also had an argument with someone else, that he won't look at that person's face. And then that person passed away. And the person who had made the nether was a member of the Chevra Kadisha. So the question is, could he be involved in the kvura of this person that he wasn't allowed to look at. So he asked Netziv the question, and Netziv brought a beautiful raya. The pasuk said that Hashem said the Moshe Rabbeinu said to Paralyze, see from Leroy Pane Oid Ad Oilam, they'll never see my face again. Yet the Medrash says that after Kriyas Yamsuf, Klal Yisrael saw the Mitzrim, and the Medrash goes even further to say that every member of Klal Yisrael saw the Mitzri that particularly oppressed him, to see that that Mitzri was no longer alive. You're not going to see him ever again. You're not going to see him the same way. It meant you're not going to see him alive. Seeing him dead is not considered seeing them in the same way. And the Mefarshim take this concept, as I said, a step further. The Torah, in no less than three places, speaks about us not being allowed to live in Mitzrayim in Egypt. The Torah speaks about it three times. And every time the Torah uses the word oid, you can't go back to Mitzrayim. And the question that the Rishonim already discuss is that we know that over history, Jews lived in Mitzrayim. So the Urayim says that pshat is that the pasuk means that you're not allowed to go back from Eretz Yisrael to Mitzrayim. But if you're going from another country to Mitzrayim, it isn't a violation. The problem with the Urayim's pshat is that the Torah says it three times, but only one time does the Torah say, Tzusif derech hazeh oid. The Torah says about this path. The other times the Torah doesn't say anything about the path. So how can we live in Mitzrayim? So the Rambam, who actually lived in Egypt, says that what the Torah means is you're not allowed to go back to Egypt for regular living purposes. But if you go to Egypt for business purposes, you're allowed to. How do we understand the Rambam's psak? So it's interesting that Deris says this part. He says there's a Gemara Masechta Sanhedrin, Daf Kuf Yud Beis, a Machloikis of Yosef Glilin Rabbi Kiva. The Torah says regarding Ir and Nidachas, L'sibona Oid Ad Oilam, and that city may not be rebuilt. So the Gemara quotes that Machloikis, it can't certainly be rebuilt as a city. It could be rebuilt as a garden, Ganes for Padesis. Rabbi Yosef Aglili says no, Rabbi Kiva says yes. And the interesting thing is, because Rabbi Yosef Aglili says, L'sibona Oid, you can never rebuild it. And most Tanoim agree with Rabbi Yosef Aglili. And usually when we have Machlokes Rabbi Yosef Aglili and Rabbi Kiva, we follow Rabbi Yosef Aglili, Rabbi Yosef Namuki Imoy. So how come here the Rambam passing is like Rabbi Kiva? So the Dera says, because the Rambam is following our Gemara. And an our Gemara was saying Oid means not the same way, but a different way. And that's why after the Yovel passes, I, the original owner of the Stei Achuza, cannot be paided as a Stei Achuza, but I can be paided as a Stei Mikna. So now, the Rambam is very geschmack. He's paskin like our Gemara. And indeed, the Rambam does paskin like our Gemara. And the Paiskim take this one step further. There's a pasuk in the Torah. We all know the pasuk. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to Avram Avinu, Leikara oit shimcha Avram ela Avram. And like the Magen Avram says, if somebody calls Avram Avinu Avram, he's over a lav, Leikara oit shimcha Avram, el Avraham yishmecha, lav and asay. The Rambam doesn't quote it. How come? The answer is because the Torah says, Leikari oit. What does the Torah mean to say with that, according to the Rambam? Yes, if somebody will say that the primary name of Avram Avinu is Avram, he's over the lav. But if you don't say that, you call Avram Avinu Avram, but not with the intent, Chas v'Shalom, to say that that's his primary name. Because you know that Kodesh Baruch Hu made his primary name Avram. The Torah says, Oid, it shouldn't be the same way as it was originally. But as long as it's not identical to what it was originally, you haven't been over the lav. Because the Rambam Paschal is like Al Gemara, that Oid means it shouldn't be the same way. As long as it's different, it's fine. So ask the Gemara, but we're back to where we started. My Havala, what is the basis for Rabbi Elazar's opinion that if Yovel came and nobody redeemed it, the halacha will be that it stays by Hegdish. Amak Rava, Amak Ra, Fahaya Sada, B'tseisa B'Yovel, B'tseisoi B'yad Echer. Only if it was in somebody's hands, then by Yovel does it go to the Kahanim. If not, it doesn't go to the Kohanim. Ask the Gemara, according to Belezer, Bailim b'yoyvul sheni, kachadamu. So what do we learn in the Mishnah? To review, if Yoivul came and nobody was paid at the field, it remains by Hegdish. So now let's say I, the original owner of the Steyachuza, now comes to be paid it. So the first Yoivul passed, but nobody was ever paid it. So how is it treated when I am paid it? As a Steyachuza or a Steyamikna? Bailim b'yoivul sheni, the owner that was only paid it after the first Yoivul, is he treated like an Acher or Loi? Tashma, and here we have a repetition of the Gemara we learned on Amun Aleph. Lo yigol, yachalayte negelish tel fun of stay mikna, that I should not even be allowed to be pointed as a stay mikna. Tamaloyma oid, lekamosha hoisein in the gelis, it may not be treated to me as a stay chuzo, av negelish tel fun of stay mikna can be treated like a stay mikna. Ask the Gemara Amos, exactly what is the Brisa teaching us? Elaim of the Yoivul Rishon, if we're speaking about the first Yoivul, that aren't pointed before the Yoivul, Amayan and the Gels. Stay Chuzah Namiav. That's the classical case. That if I was Magdish to Stay Chuzah, and I paid it before Yoivul, it reverts back to me. El Pshita, we're talking about Yoivul Sheni. That it wasn't, I, the original owner, was not paid it before the first Yoivul, I was paid it after the first Yoivul. Now ask the Gemara Laman. According to whom is this Brisa being interpreted? Elab Yehuda Reb Shimon that we learned in our Mishnah. Once the first Yoivul comes, Kahanim Nafka. It goes to the Kohanim. Elaf, it must be going according to Belezer. B'shmamina, and isn't this a proof? The Ba'ilim b'yoivul sheni, that the Torah is teaching us that once the first Yoivul passes, even though it was never redeemed, and that even though it's me, the original owner, who's being paided, at this point it's not going to be treated to me like a stay mikna, ka'achadam, it's going to, like a stay chuzah, it's going to be treated like a stay chuzah. Again, it's not going to be treated like a stay chuzah, it's going to be treated like a stay mikna. And will not revert back to me by Yoivul. Not remain with me by Yoivul, will go to the Kohanim by Yoivul. Ask the Gemara, how can we give that interpretation? If that's the way we're going to interpret the Pesukim and the Brisa, the Tizbe Rebbe Yehuda, Rebbe Shimon, according to them, Hai Oid, my Dar Shibay, how will they interpret the Oid? And therefore repeats the Gemara, Hach by Meskin and Besod Shiyot Le Kohanim. Yoivul came, the field went to the Kohanim. The Disha Kohen, and the Kohen who got that portion, was Magdishit. Vast the Balal Mifrika. And now the original owner are being paided from Hegdish. Sakadatach, Amina Leitifrik Shtek Stay Mikna, that I have no right to be paid at all for the confusion that it could cause. Tamaloyma Oid, that's why the Torah teaches us Oid. Lukamaisha Hoysa and in the Gelis, I may not redeem it, that it should be treated like a Stay Mikna. Av in the Gelis, it can be redeemed that I should be treated Shtei Lefunav Kstei Mikna. It can be treated like a Stei Chuzah, but it can be treated like a Stei Mikna. For Tanya, and the Brisa supports this interpretation, because the Pasuk says, Yoshev HaSod L'Sheknei Mi'itu, Yochel Yachel Egzib Z'Shalokam Imenu, that if somebody bought it from Hegdish, it should go back to the Hegdish, that if the coin was Magdishit, and then somebody bought it from Hegdish. When Yoivul comes, it should go back to Hegdish, not to the Kohen. Tamaloymer, Vashachuzas Aretz. Not Tamaloymer, that it goes back to the Kohen. That's if the Kohen was Magdishit, and somebody bought it from Hegdish. Continued the Brisa. Ma Tamaloymer, Lashukaneyu. What do we learn from the word Lashukaneyu? Teaches us, Sadash Yotzlo Kahanim. Yoivul came, and the Steichuzo was given to the Kahanim. Umachu Kayan and the Kayan sold it. The Disha Lokeach. And the Lokeach, the Kayan sold it to someone. And that individual was Magdishit. The Yorloi Acher. And then somebody was poided from that, from Hegdish. So it went through so many hands. Yochel Tachsel Balam Rishonim. So we would think it should go back to its original owners when the second Yoivul comes. Tamalam Lashukaneyu. It goes to the Kohanim, not to the original owners. And it explains the Gemara. The Torah had to speak about both scenarios. One when the Kohen was Magdishit, and one when the Kohen sold it, and the customer was Magdishit. Vitzrich Lemechtav Lo Yigoyel. Vitzrich Lemechtav Lo Shekaneu. The Torah had to speak about both situations. Because Rechmano Lo Yigoyel. Had the Torah said that, the Lo Kohadra Klal. I would think maybe it doesn't go back at all, because the Kohen was Magdishit. Kos Rachmana Lo Shekaneu, that it does go back to the Kohen by Yovel. The Kos Rechmano Shkneu to a Kiyav Balam Dami, it wasn't paid for. Av Hocha to take the Yav Balam Dami, where the owners were the ones, the original owners were the ones that were paid it. Maybe taken by Yadayu, they should be allowed to keep it. Kos Rechmano Loigol, it goes to the Kohanim. The Kos Rechmano Loigol Loikos Oid have a mina like Tifra Klal that the original owners after the first Yovel comes should have no right to approach this field to be tied. To be paided, kos rachman oid lekamaisha hoisein in the gelas. It doesn't go back to its original place. Avon the gelas shteil fun of kstei mikna. So now ask the gemara, my havala. We ask the question: according to Belezer, that when Yovel comes, if nobody was paided, it stays by hegdish. What is the halacha if I, the original owner, am paided after that Yovel? How will I be treated? We don't have an answer. Tashma. Rav Elazar Omer, Gol Abalim be Yovel Sheni. If I, the original owner, was paided after the first Yovel, even though I was the original owner, and even though it was never previously redeemed, Yotzel Kanim be Yovel. I'm treated like an Acher, and it goes to the Kanim, not back to me by Yovel. Amalei Ravina Larashi, however, I'm not Loitanan Hachi. We've learned differently in the Mishnah. Because the Mishnah says, Rabbi Elazar Omer, ain't a kanim nechnas no toich ad shigala acher. Only if a stranger was goyalit, does the kohanim get it. But I'm not a stranger. I was the original owner. Answers the Gemara, Amalei, if I didn't take the opportunity of being paided by the first yovel, ba'alim be yovel shayini, after the first yovel, I'm already in the category of achadami. That's one version. So according to this version, once the first yovel passed, and I didn't take that, I, the original owner of the stay achuzah, did not take the opportunity to be paid it, I never could get it back. Even if I'm paid it. It's treated like the stay mikna. But ikadamri, there's a different version. Rabbi Elazar Omer, golo b'yovel sheni, if no one was paid it before the first yovel, and I, the original owner of the stay achuzah, was paid it before the second yovel, any yotzel kanim b'yovel. It's not, it doesn't go to the kanim, it's treated like the stay achuzah, and stays by me. Amar Ravina Lavashi, Afanan Nami Tanina. Isn't our Mishnah support this opinion? Because the Belezer Omer, Ein Kahanim Nechnosno Mataychoi, Ad Shiagalano Acher. Somebody else, not me. But if I am Goyalit, I will keep it. Answers the Gemara, Imas Nisan have a Balan B'Yovel Shenik Achadami. The Mishnah is not a compelling proof. Because maybe after the first Yovel passes, even though I was the original owner, and even though I was the first one to be paid it, but first the Yovel, once the Yovel passes, I'm already considered like a stranger. Only because the Brisa says explicitly that if I was the first one to be paid it, even though the Yovel passed, is it considered like a stay achuza? Otherwise we wouldn't have arrived from the Mishnah. Halakeach Sodomi Aviv. Somebody buys a field from his father. So even though this field to his father is a stay achuza, but when I buy it from my father, to me it's a stay mikna. Umeis aviv, and then the father passes away. Vakach hikdisha. So by the time he was magdishit, it became already a stay achuza, because after his father dies, it becomes a stay achuza. Harek is stay achuza. However, hikdisha, if when he was magdishit, it was before his father passed away. And since it was before his father passed away, vakach meis aviv, and only afterwards his father passes away, harek stay mikna, it's treated like a stay mikna. Because when I was magdishit, my father was still alive. And it's not treated like a stay mikna. Chuz, it's treated like a stay mikna. Divrei remeyim. Yudar Shimon Oimer, harek stay chuz. Even if I was magdish the field before my father passed away, even if I was magdish the field before my father passed away, it's treated like a stay chuz. Shinema, because the Torah says, "Im mistei miknasai ashleim stay achuza." Sodish eneruya li stay achuza. A field that cannot be a stay achuza is the halacha that is treated like a stay mikna. Yotzu sheruya li stay achuza. Even though right now, say Rabbi Yehuda Rabbi Shimon, when I the son am being magdishit, my father is still alive, and since my father is still alive, it ought to be treated like a stay mikna. but it has the potential to be treated like a steyachuzah, and that's enough that it makes it be treated like a steyachuzah. And therefore, it has the rules of a steyachuzah that I have to be pointed with the formula that we've been learning. So all the Achrayim ask, and it's really based on the next word of the Mishnah. You can't sell something you don't own. So if I bought this field from my father, and my father, Baruch Hashem, is still alive, so it's certainly only a stay mikna by me. And the next words of our Mishnah are that you could only be magdish stay a mikna till yoiva, because that's all you have ownership in it. So how come here, when I was magdish it, it's a stay mikna. It could revert into a stay achuzah. I don't have more ownership than that in it. So the Briskerov and the Stipler say that really all of these rules are gzeres hakosafs. And they bring a gevaldig raya. Because what would be the halacha if someone bought the field from his father, was magdish the field, Yoivel came, and his father still Baruch Hashem alive? Then everybody would agree it goes back to the father. I, Yehuda Rav Shimon, said it's treated like a steyachuzah. Obviously, only under certain circumstances. Rav Elchanan has a different approach. Interesting approach. As we've been learning, when we speak about a steyachuzah, there are a number of halachas by steyachuzah. One halacha of the steyachuzah is that the steyachuzah, you have to use the formula of 50 shekel kesef for every chaimus oirim, not the value. Another halacha is that it goes back, if nobody redeemed it, it goes to the kahanim. Says Rabbi Chanan, our Mishnah is not focused on who it goes back to. Of course it can't go back to, of course it can't be treated like a steyachuzah that it should go to the kahanim. Because I can't sell what I don't own. And I can't be magdish what I don't have. The Mishnah is only focused on the formula aspect. And that's where the Torah is teaching us that it stays with the original owner. That's where the Torah says that the son should be paid at that rate, not at the value rate. The Rosh Hashanah has a different approach. He said this is a concept of Pasht Bekula. Pasht Bekula means that once it does become somewhat of a steyachuzah, because I am my father's Yairish, then it spreads that it should be treated completely like a steyachuzah. One more point. We've learned the Mishnah, this way all Rishonim learned the Mishnah, in a very simple fashion. There's one father, everybody only has one father, and one son. What happens if there's one father with many sons? And one son bought the father's property, so to him it's somewhat of a steyachuzah, somewhat of a steyachuzah. The other brothers didn't buy this property at all. Does that change the rule of our Mishnah? Continues the Gemara. Stay mikna. If somebody has a stay mikna, ain't a yoitzu l'kahanim b'yoivel. It doesn't go to the kahanim by yoivel, because as we said, she'enonu ma'agdish tov she'enon shaloi. Since my ownership in the stay mikna is a limited ownership, so my ability to be magdish is also limited. Furthermore, says the Mishnah, ha'kahanim avim magdishim loyelim, always have a right to be magdish a field. The goyim loyim, bein lifnei yoyim, bein lacha yoyim. They have no limitations, as we'll learn in Mitzvah Shem in tomorrow's Shir Be'ezer Hashem Yisbarak, that there are certain limitations that we learned in the Mishnah on Daf Kaf Dalid regarding Yisrael. Those limitations don't apply by Kahanim and Levim. And as the Cheskuni explains, because since the Kahanim Levim got very limited, almost no Shir, and at Yisrael, the Torah was more lenient in their ability to be magdish and to redeem. Tana Rabbanan. V'nayim l'kech sod mi'oviv. Somebody buys a field from his father, v'gdisha. V'achach meis oviv. And only after he was magdish did his father pass away. V'nayim sh'teil l'fanuk steyachuzah. How do we know that it's anyway treated like a steyachuzah? Tam aloymer. V'yom misteyach miknosa shloim misteyachuzah. Shloim misteyachuzah. Shodosh en aroi li steyachuzah. Yotzuzu shiri li steyachuzah. Divir Rabbi Yudir B'Shimon. This is the opinion of Rabbi Yudir B'Shimon that we learned in the Mishnah. Remeir disagrees. Remeir, I'm not only care for the aviv, umeis aviv, vakach gdisha. Only if you were magdish after your father passed away, then minayin shteil fun of steyachuzah. Tamloim mstei meknasai, ashloim mstei achuzasai. Sadash en stei achuzah. Yotzu that by the time you were magdish it, since your father had already passed away, it's stei achuzah. Ask the Gemara, what is the basis of their machlokes? Says the Gemara, lem b'hokamafki. You have machlokes throughout Shas. If somebody only has a limited ownership, what is that considered? Ramey is going to hold that since he has that limited ownership, it's considered yours. So therefore, according to Ramey, if your father died before you were magdish it, if not that the Torah says that it should be treated like a stei achuza, I wouldn't say it should be treated like a stei achuza. Because even when at your father's death, it's already yours. What is the Torah coming to teach us? That if you were magdish it after your father died, it should be treated like a stei achuza. But that's what the Torah is teaching us. It's not teaching us that if you were magdish it before your father died, it should be treated like a stei achuza. Whereas Rabbi Yehuda and Shimon are going to hold, kinyan peiros lafka kinyan adof. And therefore, if your father died before you were magdish it, so certainly, if your father died before you were magdish it, it's certainly not a stei achuza. And I don't need a pasuk to teach us that. So the pasuk is coming to teach us that even if you were magdish it before your father died, even though at that point it's stei mikna, because kinyan peiros lafka kinyan aguf, the Torah is teaching us that it should be treated like a stei achuza. Afterwards, I don't need a pasuk. No. Ba'amar, it could be Reb Shimon of Yehuda Kinyan Peiros Kekinyan Daf Dami. So what is the machlokes? V'okach kra ashke for darshi. The machlokes is how to understand the pasuk. Lichta rachman im estei meknosoi ashaloi stei achuzosoi. What does the Torah add the word mistei? The teacher saw this and it really is stei achuza. Only a field that can never become stei achuza doesn't get treated like a stei achuza. Yotzuzush really is stei achuza. That Yehuda Ram Shimon Amachadish that should be treated like a stei achuza.